The family business that I've worked with for years has recently ventured into uncharted territory. The founder, who is also the father, is getting on in years and probably needs to retire, but he can't part with his role of being chief decision maker for the company. The problem is his decision-making abilities aren't as sharp as they once were, and his tact in responding to vendors and clients on email has become a huge risk for the company. To remedy this, they have invested in a new technology that literally is a safety net for this executive's email and catches every communication he sends to be diverted behind the scenes for review and edits, if necessary, by another trusted person in the company before it reaches the intended recipients. When I first heard about this email catcher, I thought to myself, we could probably all benefit from this technology. Before you hit send on a critical email, have your alter ego email catcher review your own response. In most cases, when I'm firing off an email to someone, especially if the subject matter is a criticism, critique, or directive, I find my first draft can be harsh, defensive, or too direct, which can be a recipe for a communications disaster. The pitch challenge today? Initiate your own alter ego email catcher by constructively reviewing your own email draft and fixing any part of your communication that's too rough around the edges. Taking the time for an objective edit of your own email can help you avoid potentially ruffling the feathers of the person you are communicating with and avoid any unnecessary backlash.